Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Wattpad Wednesdays. Today we're going to be providing a summary of how literature reflects our infatuation with food and how our culinary tastes are influenced by what we read. Food and literature are tightly connected in many ways. Just as a meal sustains our bodies, books keep our minds active and healthy. This long weekend, good food and grand feasts will be all around us. Many of our listeners celebrate Canada Day on July the 1st, or American Independence Day is this Monday, July the 4th. One of the reasons that food is such a great subject in literature is because it's one of the topics that we all know something about. We all have strong opinions about what's good, how, and what we should eat or what we should cook. Today, on Facebook, we asked our followers if they had ever gone out of their way to taste something because they had read about it in a book. To the surprise of no one who has actually tasted it, many readers cited Turkish Delight, a treat which is used by the White Witch in A Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe to tempt Edmund, and which is described as though it were completely delicious. Other readers wrote of how fiction had encouraged them to try new foods they wouldn't have before, such as Nutella, marmalade, root beer floats, green eggs and ham, and even homemade versions of the famous butter beer from Harry Potter. When we're not familiar with the food traditions of other cultures, we often learn about them from other people, television shows, online movies, and from some of our favorite books. For example, in Beautiful Darkness by Cami Garcia and Margaret Stoll, a fantasy novel, Southern cuisine is described with much detail to bring the Southern Gothic setting to life. In book two, the authors write, "For the last 2 months, Emma had been cooking night and day. The counter was piled high with Pyrex dishes, cheese grits, green bean casserole, fried chicken, and of course, Bing cherry salad, which was really a fancy name for a jello mold with cherries, pineapple, and Coca-Cola. Past that, I could make out a coconut cake, orange rolls, and what looked like Bourbon bread pudding. But I knew there was more." From chapter two, Burnt Waffles. Other times, stories describe food that makes us eager to try it, only to discover that without the accompanying narrative, the treat fails to live up to our expectations. Literature can stimulate the taste buds as well as more abstract senses, but it's not always very realistic. No cherries will ever taste as delicious as the ripe cherries in The Snow Queen, the Grimm fairy tale, or no apple will ever be as menacing as it appears in Snow White. And certainly no martini will ever be able to match James Bond's in Casino Royale, which is shaken, not stirred. In some cases, however, food that is pure fiction becomes real, such as the case of Harry Potter, where the special candies from Honeydukes, such as the chocolate frogs, Bertie Bott's every flavor beans, and the acid pops. The demand for these fictional treats were so high that life ended up imitating art, and you can buy all of these at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter theme park in Florida. We can also see that fiction reflects culinary tastes and trends in eating. Traditional cookbooks are increasingly including narratives to accompany recipes, describing the flavors and the stories behind each recipe. Many of the cookbooks topping the Amazon bestseller list right now provide the images and recipes we traditionally associate with cookbooks, along with illuminating stories of chefs and their restaurants. Last year, Anthony Bourdain discussed how food writing had changed significantly since it first became a popular and viable publishing trend 10 years ago. He wrote that food writing has evolved its own elaborate ecosystem, bristling with subgenres, starting points, cross currents, and tripwires. We are currently experiencing a bit of a food writing renaissance, with the genre occupying the kind of sunny uplands that travel writing did 30 years ago. For example, one such subgenre could be the struggle of becoming a chef, which you see in Gabriel Hamilton's memoir, Blood, Bones, and Butter, The Inadvertent Education of a Reluctant Chef, which is just what a chef's story should be. Delectable, dripping with flavor, and tinged with adrenaline, and years of too little sleep that made a strong showing on the Amazon bestseller list, where that review was pulled. I think one of the first examples that we can see of the hybrid novel and the cookbook is Like Water for Chocolate, which was released by a first-time author, Laura Esquivel, from Mexico. And the book is divided into 12 sections, which are named after the months of the year. Each section begins with a Mexican recipe. The chapters outline the preparation of the dish and ties it to an event in the protagonist's life. So you can read a great story while you also try the recipes as well. So as we cook and prepare for a long weekend of feasting with family and friends, we hope your imagination is sparked not only by the ingredients that you use, but by the stories that you're reading. And if you've had an experience where fiction inspires your meals, please come tell us about it. Thank you so much for joining us on this Wattpad Wednesday, and we are looking forward to seeing you next week.